Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Okay, beloved ones, we are coming to you live here at beautiful Blue Mountain Studios. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
We're warming up into it today, guys. Right. It's the crop circle, you see it? That's what's doing it.
It had me zoned out.
We're just already gone, aren't you? Hey, welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra, and this is my beloved Sri Ramka.
Yes, it is. I really checked that our streaming and everything is working correctly.
And so while he's doing that, remember that our call board is also working. If you would like to jump into this conversation and be with Sri and I today, ask us a question, request a mini soul reading, offer your opinion. Give us a buzz, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And you do get to listen to the show while you are holding. Now, in addition to that, we want to say hello. We love you to bbsradio.com, where we are coming to you live. And also, we want to say we love you to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, where we are hopefully broadcasting live right now. We are also broadcasting over at OnenessTalkRadio.com, where you can either listen, watch, or chat with us. And so this is a moment where all of the energy is coming up, right? You feel this, it's just been an intensity, a building, a momentum. And this is one of the energies we were sharing with you about June, but especially this week. This very week right now is a week where you can claim this kind of extra amplification, this opportunity to become the bullet that is the cosmic train, so to speak. There is a tangible time shift that we are all in the middle of right now. It is a blessing. It really is, because through this rich opportunity that is offering an amplification in the rise of the lineage holders that started May 22nd, we are going to be seeing a very continual, rapid building from May 22nd to June 22nd. This week, remember, we're pre the 16 to 18 moment, which we've talked about. This week is about that core connection. So stay with this show today, because during this entire show, we're already working with all of your energy. It's why this crop circle is our background. We're going to talk more about that and about the other miracles that are happening right now. And we're going to be working with our collective energy, because Sri and I want to gift all of you with a journey into that core right today, live at the end of this show. And the reason that we want to do this is because it is in advance of the second, much more expansive time journey that we're all going to be taking Tuesday night as part of the Gathering of the Masters. And so for those of you that are part of the Gathering of the Masters, hold on one second. You need to make this wider, please. Yeah. So if we want to unmute, we're going to unmute our call board right now because we're causing some inadvertent confusion, and I do apologize. So you're going to hear us say conference unmuted. It's right up here, sweetheart. Our call board got a little different because of our new system. So there we are. Let's unmute.
This one, you think it is? There it is.
There we are. Okay, so we are unmuted, which means we can talk even more. We can share even more. And thank you for bearing with us.
Yeah, I apologize for any distraction. We tested all the wonderful streams today.
Of course we did.
Everything's working perfectly an hour ago. And we were delighted because yesterday's show had a few little hiccups with the videos. And at the moment, however, it appears that the hiccups have returned.
And so we're just really fascinated, as I'm sure all of you are, that when this energy rises right now, and we have been in an active process, and this is why I was talking about this core, and I apologize we were interrupted around this audio stream here, but this is why we were having this information interrupt, so to speak. What is happening right now is making a difference. I want you to feel that with all your heart and soul. Whatever you had to do to be here with us right now, however you are listening to us, tuning into us, whatever energy was trying to stop you from connecting, yes, you are here now. And that I want you to take into your heart as a sign of mastery affirmation. That is an absolute recognition that you are in divine flow. And this is part of that, and why Sri and I are so excited to be with you this week. This is part of that amplification energy that is literally propelling us into this core. However, when we go into this core energy, and remember, everyone's going into core energy. The question is, what core energy are you working with? Mm-hmm. You can be working with the core of density, as well as you can be working with the core of your divine illumination. And this is why we are so honored that at the end of the show today, I'm going to say it again, all of us together are going to ignite that core frequency of illumination, so that all who are able, all who would connect with the show at any point in the future, all who would come in at any time there is, will connect with that mastery gathering we are bringing forward today to co-create, to thereby put an anchor on this side of the timeline, so to speak, in this linear time. And then Tuesday night, for all of you that are with us in the gathering of the Master's Core, we are going to take our time journey and we are going to expand it all the way out to 2022. And there are some very specific moments we're going to look at using this anchor. So thank you, all of you. You know, if you have not been called to join us on the Master's Journey, we're just really honored you're here today.
Yes.
And thank you for your love and support. And if you're thinking, oh gosh, I missed out on the Master's Journey, there is still time. We left it up on our website. Go to sriankira.com, register. You will get the video and the PDF of last week. You'll be able to make your first time journey, and then you can be with us live Tuesday night. And if you can't be with us live, you'll still get that video, and at least you're in this flow. So how does that bring us all to this week? Well, I think we've been touching into that, huh, Sri?
Absolutely.
Are you able to touch into
the
show now?
I'm all done. It's all working.
Okay. I felt like one of those where they're going, stretch it out. And then it just happens that way.
it's been an amazing time that way.
Yeah.
So I want to recap a couple of little things, because it is truly our pleasure to be with you live today, streaming through the terrestrial stations, so-called terrestrial. They're on the web.
Yeah.
Streaming live video to you at Facebook, and also the Oneness Talk Radio homepage is now streaming correctly, as is
scroll to the bottom
YouTube. Anyway, the thing I want to amplify that Kira shared with you is that in this escalation of energy, everything is being lifted. Now, when I say lifted, I mean increased, because some you can increase a decrease, meaning we can add power to a collapse as well as add power to an expansion. And it's important to recognize that sometimes we're looking in the outer world going, well, where's my confirmation? Your confirmation won't be found there. You'll find it inside, and you'll find it through the heart-centered interactions you have with others who are also on the path of expansion. And this is one of the beauties of the chat room and this wonderful community, is you're touching into the energies of other beings who have said yes. Yes is the magic word, my friends.
You know, it is. And I really do want to share that in this moment where so many are talking about, and I do not follow it, guys. I only know that which is sent toward me. But I know there's a lot of people right now that are really upset with YouTube, that are really upset with lots of other places. Rather than focusing on what's not happening, why don't we focus on what we can create right in front of us? Passionate Action says, okay, even if that's true, how can I expand through that too? And so when we gaze at the chat that happens during these shows over at YouTube, and the way that you guys are finding each other and supporting each other and the love, and over here at OnenessTalkRadio.com, you make our life amazing. And thank you. Thank you for being in our life. Thank you for saying yes to the mastery that you are. And so as we gaze at the week ahead, Sri and I do want to, we're going to kind of separate a little bit and let you look at right behind us. So
this is a very cool crop circle.
This is the crop circle that, if you have heard the myth and lore, and it is true, back in 2008, Sri Ramka and I had an installment, a private installment with Archangel Zadkiel. And when we had that, we Wound Up, was that the one you were looking for? No. Forgive me, guys. My husband's not sure what slide he's looking for. So you're seeing a whole bunch of fun slides right now if you're watching us. But the short story is that what happened was during this ensoulment, Archangel Zadkiel drew a crop circle. And it came with a message. And the message was essentially that should your planet reach a moment of a tipping point, a dangerous tipping point, that this crop circle would come in with the message that would show humanity a way through that tipping point and how to shift it, and that we were being asked to be there. And as with other times we had been asked, same thing when the Divine Galactic Blueprint came onto the planet, yes, and all these other things, we're always like, really? You know, we just always say yes. We have no idea how or when, but right when I came out of the ensoulment, Sri and I both looked at it, and then per Zadkiel's instructions, sealed it in this envelope. And honestly, guys, we kind of forgot about it.
Well, it was several years.
It was.
Sometimes you write a message in an envelope and you tuck it away. Out of sight, out of mind, so to speak.
And there was so many other messages and so many things happening, and we started moving to Guatemala. I mean, there was just so much happening. Well, in around 2010, we started getting this experience that we had to put together a crop circle tour, and that perhaps this was why, that this crop circle was going to come in. And in 2010, we tried, but it just didn't come together. And then it was in 2011, without any prompting from Archangel Zadkiel, everything fell together, mm-hmm, for us to take this crop circle tour, and we knew it had to be during the month of Sri's birthday, which is July. And so we had this beautiful group that we had 19 people and had amazing, amazing magic happen. I mean, this was the same place where we wound up down in the white well and the rose quartz turned violet, and that rose quartz is here. It's a flame, and it's still violet to this day. So a lot was happening, and we had the envelope with us because we had the vision, but it was our last day. So yeah, we had been in amazing crop circles. We had been in some of them. We were the first people in some, not really the first, maybe the 20th. And you could feel the frequency shift between those that had been there even a couple days. So it was very interesting to notice all the energies. And there was one we were in that you knew was a fake, and you can just so obviously see, feel, know it. Like, we didn't even spend any time there.
One of the things about crop circles is that they carry both a symbolic message and an energetic experience.
Right.
And when we walk in there, you're surrounded by not only the energy of the symbol, but the energy of the maker, mm-hmm, of the symbol, mm-hmm, that you know, the intention that was coming forward. And so when we had this wonderful tour in England and experienced all these wonderful crop circles,
it was incredible.
Touched in some of the great history over there.
Phenomenal.
We were at the final breakfast, you know, saying, well,
this was the day we were leaving, guys. We were going back to London that day, right?
Yeah. So we had a couple hours free time in the morning, and suddenly...
This was early. We were just coming... Actually, Sri and I had just gotten down to breakfast. It was like 7-ish. And the gentleman who had been coordinating with all of the... They have like these cute little first responders. These are like people that their whole job is to find out the ones that created overnight. And because they knew we were looking for a specific circle, every day they had been bringing us and saying, hey, this is what just manifested. And we'd be like, that's not it, but we've got to go. And we did pick up a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. But honest to God, guys, it was like 7:15 in the morning. And Finbar comes in with a picture. And he said, this came in overnight. And Sri and I looked at each other. And like, my hands were shaking. And it was this. This is it. We opened the envelope and showed it to everyone. And it was an exact match. So we knew that this was not in vain, and it was July 22nd, 2011. So this was 8 years ago, coming up the 22nd this year. So that has really hit Sri and I quite a bit, because the information that came through, now you can show them the black and white.
Wasn't intending. The energy in my hands is clicking the mouse buttons before I touch them.
Yeah, no, guys, are you feeling this like electric high download energy? So that one right there. So what happened was we left immediately. We dropped breakfast. Everybody got dressed fast. We got out of there. We were, other than these crop circle chasers who discover them, we were the first people there and the first people to ever sit in the center. And if you're gazing at this on YouTube, if you're not gazing at it, please, please, please look at the video later so you can see a picture of this. This is the crop circle that manifested near Avebury on July 22nd, 2011. And if you look at the cosmic center where we've written cosmic center there, if you look down into that beautiful kind of like, you know, crescent moon shape, you see there's like a little dark spot. Okay, that is where we did the ensoulment. That was the absolute where the, you want to, like the wheat was
the
up.
The little spot center.
It was incredible. I mean, I'm getting buzzed just sharing it with you right now. And I'm sure if you guys are tuning in, you're feeling it also. And the illustration, the words on this are from that ensoulment. And we have that ensoulment. And we are going to be releasing it again because when we went back and looked at this ensoulment, and we had not looked at this in many years, I kid you not, it was written for this exact moment in time. And what's important to recognize is, why are we sharing all of this with you right now? Well, it's because of this. And if you're gazing at YouTube right now, this is the crop circle that manifested near Notre Dame in France. And this crop circle was sent to us the morning after we had completed last Tuesday's time journey. And the intention, those of you that are in the Gathering of the Masters program already know this, what we were doing on this first time journey was touching into New Year's this year, 2019. It was a very short journey to make sure everybody got there, and we all did, and to call in the mastery energy needed right now for this June experience so that the July experience can be brought forward in its highest essence, let's put it that way, in full balance. And so the morning after we received this email from one of the people who did this time slide with us, and she immediately recognized it from what we had shared in graphic form that night, which was given to us May 22nd as part of this lineage holder opening. And when we superimposed this crop circle onto the multi-navigational core system, what we saw immediately was that we had been given a tangible roadmap so that more people will be able to accomplish this slide than would have been able to accomplish it in this moment. This was confirmation. This is a miracle.
And these crop circles, especially when we're given these confirmations that come seemingly out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah.
They offer a profound recognition that the universe is supporting us.
Oh, yeah.
All of us. And it's important to remember that everything that is going on is part of a grand unfoldment. So, beloved ones, we invite you to journey with us as we bring into consciousness this unfoldment. The core class, the Gathering of the Masters, began Tuesday a week ago, and it culminated with an incredible, incredible journey. Then this confirmation came in from the crop circle.
And here's what it did. It brought Sri and I back to this crop circle.
And it tied it back together.
Right.
That we've been on this path of revelation for a while now. And so, beloved ones, if you see these and you feel that little energy inside, join us next Tuesday.
Please. And I wanna come back to why this is so important. Now, I just want to take a quick moment and say hi to everybody in the chat rooms. Over at Oneness Talk Radio, thank you. Someone just posted the YouTube link. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a lot of people talking about the energy and the dizziness. Yes, that is because this week, this specific week in June, remember, we are in this moment of being and freeing. And so you are all adapting to this extraordinary, I think the word we need to use here is opening, availability of this multidimensional time experience. I will be honest with you. Last Wednesday, after we did our first journey together, we were live, many hundreds of people doing the slide together. I needed all day Wednesday to recuperate. And this Tuesday, I know that I am going to be in meditation all day long because this is that important. And this is why all of the things have lined up. So I want to bring you back to this crop circle. May 22nd, 2019. Was a very profound moment because it was a demarcation of the moment of the rise of the lineage holders. Now, in this illusion that we all live in, and we know it's all an illusion. There are those who are very much addicted to their drama, to that which is making them feel more alive through feeling this sense of justice, feeling this sense of getting whatever their due is. That is all distraction. And that distraction energy has been growing and trying to rip apart the energy of unification. And if you remember a few moments ago, we had up the black and white of this crop circle with exactly what came in from the ensoulment on it. And Sri and I are in the second half of the show today. We're going to read just a few things from this ensoulment to really invite you to go deeper into what's happening here. Well, we know that that cycle is May 22nd to June 22nd. Now we were redirected to July 22nd. Mm-hmm. Through this crop circle, and that is happening in the infinite in the 8 year, exactly 8 years later. And if I overlay these energies and we gaze at the ensoulment that came through, what we are seeing is that we are going to be able to open a bona fide portal that will allow us all to adjust. And this is why today we want to invite you to touch the core with us. We're going to bring all of us, each of us, into our own core essence. And so thank you for being here with us. And Sri, we have so many people holding, but we also have so many emails. I thought we should read this one email before we go to the phones today.
I just want to acknowledge some people have shared the dizziness, the buzzing, the floaty.
Happening
a lot.
And the tickly crown, I have a lot of that all the time.
We're touching into something that is truly outside of this density.
Yes.
And it's practice. As we grow accustomed to that, we'll find that those so-called symptoms will soften.
Yeah.
Because we are indeed training our vessels, training our consciousness to release the pattern, the way we impose a point of view or an expectation upon reality that we're in. We impose an expectation, and it's subconscious. It's only when we have the contrast of another experience, of another energy, we begin to inform ourselves, oh, I can relax into this, and this too is part of me and my greater adventure.
Well, and speaking of me and my greater adventure, I love when we hear from you. And remember, if you'd like to send an email to Sri and I, please send it to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. That email address is where we have all of our emails go for all of our shows. And so if you send us an email there, it will get onto one of our shows at some point, hopefully. We try to answer as many as we can. And what we do every week is we pick some that really we feel is representing what's happening for all of us. And so I thought this was a fabulous one, Sri, as far as just really not only a personal celebration for the person who wrote it, but for all of us. So I thought we'd open with this one.
Okay. The subject line is the journey into the core.
Exactly. And this is from Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
It goes like this. Thank you so much for holding us up during this moment and for allowing us to experience the journey into the core with you. Your wisdom, insight, and perspective is a gift to the community that is ready. I joined live on Tuesday, and I felt so lifted and loved by the experience. It was the next morning that I noticed a significant difference in how I moved through the world. There was an obvious shift within the lens that I experienced life. Wow. Even as I type this, I'm blown away by the remembrance of the moment on Wednesday when I acknowledged I have shifted. Today, I come back to the recording and have found myself going back and listening to sections a couple of times. I don't know if it is because of the shift I experienced or maybe the expansive energy from listening to Thursday and Saturday's radio show or all of the above.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I'm hearing it more fully, and it is so powerful.
Yes, yes, yes.
My thoughts and emotions have gone through some of the junk and fear that has had me stuck. One being this idea of needing to attain a place, an awakening, or a quality of being. There has also been this idea that, what if I don't take the moment as perfectly as I should? What if I mess it up? whoa, the pressure I have put on myself and the layers and layers of it. I laugh because for some time I've been able to laugh at myself when I've made declarations of I am, and I can hear the words even though there's still a feeling with it. Because of this experience, I'm sitting with the I am as a personal and intimate space.
Nice.
I've become aware that I've moved through these levels as I've been on my spiritual journey, and I'm continuing to move up as I choose and allow. This is my opportunity and my allowing. And because I am choosing to tap into the experience with you, I am in the journey.
Woo-hoo.
With great love and blessing, Sarah.
Now, Sarah, thank you. Thank you for sharing so eloquently. We had a lot of emails around the same way because when we can come forward with, and it does take courage to even share our celebrations, does it not? And so in honoring the courage it takes to share our celebrations, we are loving ourselves enough to say yes. And one of the things that I wanted to share was early on in your email that I think is important for people to recognize is that everything has shifted. That is true. When you woke up, it was because you consciously navigated the shift by commanding the light and calling forward the mastery now. And that's part of what we're doing is Sri and I are offering you can command the light. However, you can only command the light when you come from sincerity, love, and presence, and when it absolutely does not interfere with the path of another. And so you are already modeling that. Now, think of on the other side, and this is where our greater compassion opens as well. What about those who shifted and had no idea why? They just woke up grumpy, or they woke up angry, or things are starting to fall apart, or things aren't working right anymore. Why is this happening, or why is that happening? That's because everyone is going through this shift. It's just a question of in what dimensional awareness, what is 2019, lest us not forget, the year of divine awareness, right? So in what dimensional awareness are you walking through these shifts? And this is why, as we enter into this week, think about it. We're in a core week. We're talking that raw core. And June is about letting it be fun. Be yourself. Relax into being. Invite that gift in as we are all navigating together. And this week is all about extra fuel for the journey. So what kind of extra fuel do you want is going to depend upon the journey you have chosen. If you have chosen a journey of polarity, then you're probably going to get a heaping dose of extra anger, right? So think about it. What is the journey you have chosen will reflect the fuel you will receive, and that's the gift of conscious awareness and being in flow with the energy that's before us. This is a heightened ascension frequency adjustment. We are in a four-week cycle. Remember on all these dates, right? That's why we had to write them all down this month. I mean, there's so many dates this month. And so remember, June 1, we just ended that full week cycle yesterday, and I've been enjoying that tracking with the Explore the Mystery Saturday show. That's been very productive. And so today we are entering into the second full week of that phase shift. So this is it's just a big moment.
Polarity is really the nature of density, and polarity is fueled by anger.
Yes.
And fear.
Absolutely.
One is the energy that's a push energy, and the other is the collapse energy.
Absolutely.
And so whatever you're pushing or collapsing, you are reacting outwardly towards something.
And, absolutely.
And oftentimes we can find ourselves in the midst of that before we go, wait a minute. What am I doing? What have I given my attention to? And then we can self-correct.
Whew. Well, I think I'm going to self-correct and give my attention to the call board.
Absolutely.
So let's invite in. We have so many beautiful people holding. Remember, if you want to get into the queue, 517-208-1500. You can listen to the show while you're holding. We're never going to get to everybody, but we do our best to get to as many of you as we can. So who are we going to go to first today, Sri?
Well, it looks like we have Huntington Beach, California.
Okay, namaste. Welcome, Huntington Beach. Namaste.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just introducing myself. Look, I give my name. So I don't have many readings, and my name is Margaret Jane. Actually, go by Jane, but my first name is Margaret. And my birthday is August 2nd, 1947.
Well, first of all, Margaret, it is a blessing to meet with you. And let me share with you that thank you for your name. I always enjoy it when it's shared with me. And thank you for your birthday so that I can celebrate that with you. And if you call again in the future, remember that those are optional because your energy field is so rich and lovely. When I connect with you, it's interesting. There's like a soft, wavy energy that is like right behind your head. And it almost acts like a pillow. Like it almost feels to me not insulation. It's like a sense of comfort. It's very, very close, and it's keeping you comfortable. But yet it never fully rests. And so as I gaze into that, what I see is that there is this energy around your heart, and there's a movement is the word they want me to offer you in your energy field that is inviting you to really let go. I want to say this exactly the way they're telling me to share it with you. There's like an energy, it's an old energy, it's a belief, and it's part of what this little gossamer field is around your head. And they're saying you are strong enough to do anything, and you are wise enough to make it through. And that which is before you is only distraction seeking to stop the truth from emerging. And so it is. Thank you for the blessing of meeting with you today. I'm very honored.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you, sweetheart. Wow. I want everyone, put your hands on your heart, because yes. there was more there. And you know, for those of you that are getting mini readings for the first time and requesting them, thank you. It's such an honor. Remember that a mini soul reading is a very intimate honoring. And so when we're on the air like this, I share to the level of intimacy that would never do anything other than allow you to feel the gift of the reading, but never cause anything that I think might not be comfortable to hear on air. And that does not affect the reading, by the way. I felt a need to share that, Sheree. Yeah, I really did. Yeah.
Yeah. These are acts of love and encouragement. And, what we've experienced over the years is Kira's connection with your energy field and your guides is very clear. And so we encourage you to trust and listen and enjoy.
Well, and notice the readings. You know, this is a week of amplification. So how many of us might have an old energy? I mean, I had one I was looking at earlier today that surprised me. You know, so that I really enjoy how all of our callers carry aspects of the energy ahead. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of courage to be in the call board because you're a surrogate. You know, you're doing more than just you. Thank you for that mastery.
All
right, Sheree, who's next?
Well, how about we go to, it looks like York, Pennsylvania.
We can do that. And maybe Lisa we're talking to. Namaste. Welcome, York, PA.
Hi, my name's Katrina.
Hi,
it's
Katrina.
It's also my birthday weekend.
What was that, honey?
It's also my birthday weekend.
Woohoo! Wow!
Congratulations.
Awesome! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we serve you, honey?
Well, I called in for a mini soul reading. My fairy godmother is going with you guys to Ecuador very soon.
Okay.
So, seemed like good timing for a call in.
Yes, it is. Wow. Now, it's funny you should say fairy godmother, because you're like the butterfly girl. You know, even as I connect with you, it's so cute. I mean, it's just so pretty and so cute. But even as I'm connecting with you, in my heart, I'm feeling like these little butterflies. And they're very, very beautiful. And they're a soft blue color. And they have like little golden ridges around them. And it's cute because they're coming out of your heart as like a butterfly. But it's all these little butterflies. And they're saying that the gift of allowing yourself to be lighter, freer, must arise from taking that off your heart, which is still sitting there. And when I connect with your heart, I will admit I get a hard breath at first. And so I want you to just really breathe deep into your chest. And I'm leaving my hand here right now. And I want you to feel those butterflies coming through your hand. just allow that. And for anyone that has something that's sitting on your heart or your chest that maybe you didn't even know was there, just allow this gift right now, because we are all receiving this gift of not only beautiful, soft transmutation, transformation, it's this gift of illumination, and it's coming from a very, very sacred, soft space. And they're saying, as you release this energy, the flame will ignite and everything will make sense. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Many blessings.
Yes,
dear.
You are. Thank you, my angel. Namaste. Woo. I like that.
No, we like the butterflies.
I hope you guys are liking those as much as we are, because I sure am. Wow. Awesome. All right. Should we say hi to somebody else, Sri?
Yeah, let's do that. We have a caller from Germany standing
okay.
by.
Okay.
So
Namaste. Welcome, Deutschland. Namaste.
Oh, hello, it's Nicola.
Oh, Nicola, namaste.
Hi.
Wow, what a treasure. Yeah, it is. No, it's part of the miracles. I'm telling you, we are in this moment.
That's a miracle.
Yes.
You know, I have all day problems with the power of my devices. This morning, my power in my apartment went away.
Oh.
And I have a broken rib. And it's like so funny in the moment. And Tuesday when you did the class, in the moment we did the ritual, and you said now go to 2020. I had outside fireworks, like it was 2020. You know, like it was New Year's Eve.
Beautiful.
So it's like totally miracles. And I just wanted to ask for a mini soul reading, because it's so confusing everything, and because I have a broken rib now and I don't know what this means to me.
Well, I am just so honored to be with you right now. I just need you to hear that. At the minute you start sharing, your ascended presence is so beautiful. There's this beautiful, tall, crystalline light experience of you. And I'm very aware that this is you. And it's like I get this, what I'm calling tickling in the crown chakra again. And this beautiful being is reaching out her arms, and she's holding your ribs on both sides. And as she's doing this, she's looking you straight in the eye, and she's saying, there is nothing you ever need to be embarrassed about, and there is nothing you need to forgive. You are exactly the way you need to be. Let go of the rest of the illusion and embrace the next step. And so it is.
Thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your presence.
Wow, thank you for yours, honey.
You.
No, I love you too. I love you so much. And we'll see you in Bhutan. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yay. Namaste.
Many blessings,
dear one.
Namaste.
Namaste. Whoo, bye. Wow, I feel my ribs. Do you guys feel that? You know, and this is also, you know, the other thing there I was noticing as this beautiful ascended presence came in and was helping with this rib thing, I was also noticing a breath that almost like my lungs were being invited to breathe. And so I want to invite all of us right now. Let's just go in through the nose and out. Because this feels like preparation for the attunement that's coming, and we're going to be getting to that very soon. Just in about 10 minutes, we're going to start that process. So I think that all of these readings have been clearing energy so that all of us can be able to mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. arrive at this core with greater clarity. So again, thank you. And I hear we need to talk to a few more people, Sri.
Well, okay. All
right.
We got lots of wonderful folks standing
yes,
by.
Yes, we do. And here we are in Maryland,
I believe. Maryland. Looks like Vonda.
Maybe Vonda? Namaste. Welcome, Maryland.
Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, how are you, my angel?
We are loving being with you. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is my first time calling in. I'm listening to you guys on YouTube and on your radio show. So this is my first time calling in.
Right on, and you got through. Yeah, so are we.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm in school. I'm back from Germany after 24 years. I'm in America. Sometimes I feel lost. I know it's part of my destiny. I'm in school for leadership peer coach after, you know, drug addictions and recovery.
Been there, done that. 1984, got off everything. Done a lot of work to support. Then was sent to Germany. I'm back now.
Yeah, you are.
I need some support. I can't seem to figure things out like I used to in Germany. And I've been back here now over 2 years. But sometimes I get stuck because I'm in a, I don't know, a culture thing, or I'm in trying to get used to something, or trying to be accepted. I don't know what it is. And I've done so much beautiful spiritual work in Germany, and a singer myself, artist, writer, performer. I, can you just say something to me today to let me know?
Oh,
all is well?
First of all, Vonda, wow. You, my angel. So I'm just going to cut to the chase because I'm so glad you're here. And first of all, you know, it's a miracle to get through, much less on your first time. And so I just want you to take that in. That is like the first bullet of affirmation in your bullet for this week, is that the universe is saying, pay attention. You are putting the pieces together. However, it's fresh. It's new. It's like you're integrating. These past couple of years for you have just been integration. It's like everything that happened when you were in Germany has needed to really anchor and integrate into this pillar of complete presence. And you are really resonating with the number 4 right now, by the way, which is very much about that diamond energy and going right into the center of perfect balance. You got a massive mission ahead. It's just birthing. You've already touched it. And like they keep telling me 4, 4, 4. And so they're telling me 4 days from now, there's going to be 4 weeks from now, 4 months from now, and 4 years from now, you're going to look back and go, had I known, and it'll just be a laugh. And so my crown is on fire. I am loving you. I got my arms around you. I'm jumping up and down with you. And thank you. Thank you. No,
yeah,
thank you.
Much love.
My life path is a four.
Yes, I know.
Meeting you guys, and I'll stay on and get
the
tune and bless you.
No,
keep on going.
We love you. Oh my God, my heart. Isn't your heart? Thank you. Don't you guys just feel like fountains of heart energy? Uh-huh. You know, it's just like showers, heart energy. Oh my gosh. All right, do we have time? Okay, we are going to squeeze one more person in. Shri, go for it. Who's our next person?
Oh, well, let's pick a place in the world that we want to go. Should we try Arizona?
Oh, Flagstaff. I love Flagstaff. Let's do it. Namaste, Flagstaff. Maybe Nanette?
That's who it is.
Hey, namaste. How are you up there in gorgeous Flagstaff?
Gorgeous Flagstaff is wonderful with all its pine trees and clear air.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I love it. Yeah. Welcome.
Well, I am so glad that I'm on, and I'm so glad that you chose me to give maybe a little mini reading. I'm feeling a little kind of not. I'm not going to say that I'm stuck. I'm just at a pause. Let's put it that way, and not sure which direction to go in next. That's what I'll say. So, if you have any information for me, I would greatly appreciate it.
Well, first of all, I'm just smiling from the depth of my soul because, had there been any more perfect person to be the person we're going to speak to right before we journey to the core today, it's you.
Yes.
And so thank you for doing that. Thank you for holding that energy. And here's what's going on with you, my love. Now, if you were not in the Gathering of the Masters, then you haven't heard this, and I would really encourage you to consider joining us. You're on your plateau. Now, here's what that means. What it means is that you have arrived, and you've been here, by the way, for a little while. And that's why you're starting to be like, you know, come on. It's like, I know there's more than this, and I know I am capable of more than this. And you are, and you're already doing that, and you know that too. But you are at this moment where you become aware that you're on the plateau, and they're saying all you need to do is sit, breathe, close your eyes, and they're saying go back into that which you have done before and not done in a while. And the crystalline stairwell will appear. And in that moment, you will leave the plateau and the rest will begin. And it's literally that easy. And it's just going to take that one moment of a deep breath of saying yes to the next step, because the next step is also kind of whelming your inner conscience. And so it's about bringing those two together and recognizing the blessing of that. And so it is. And I am bowing before you. Thank you, my love.
Wow, that's amazing. Because, you know, it's funny because I know I've accomplished a lot of the things that I came here for. But what's so grand about this, it's like, okay, I have no direction. I don't know what to do next. And I'm like, well, I am sitting in the quiet. So I'll do more of that, you know, even though sometimes I'm going, can't you just tell me?
Here's what you can do, Nanette, command the light. Command the light. Say, show me the stairwell. Show me the plateau I'm on, because the first thing we need to do is resolve the wisdom of the plateau we've been on, and then we have the power to command the light. So I'm going to say goodbye right now only because we're going to go into the ceremony, and you better hang on for it because it will continue this for you. All right.
Much love, dear.
All right, my angel. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you, honey.
No, thank you. Thank you. We feel you. And wow, I don't know about you guys, but I am burning up here. Like, yes. I am really, and I even wore this. This is this wonderful indigenous handmade cotton. Isn't this great? I wore it today because I knew I needed to breathe with all the energy that we're all carrying right now. But guys, I don't know if you're at home as boiling hot as I am, but oh, wow.
And I just need to confess
that I
seldom have been this spacey on a show, because we connected with the energy that we're about to move forward with now.
I am burning up.
And it's been present. And
I need water, guys. Excuse me. Wow.
So everybody take a breath, relax, feel supported by the seat that you're sitting on or wherever you are.
Yeah.
And have a smile, because we are on a journey together.
We are. Now, Sri, do you have that one graphic? I would like to show them that one graphic to take the journey. Did we put that one in by any chance? Not? Nope.
Hang on a second.
Maybe it's that one. Try that. Let me see. Yeah, that's it. All right. All right, my angels. So if you're watching us on YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, or you can watch us also at Oneness Talk Radio, you just have to scroll all the way down the bottom of the homepage to find the video feed. You might be able to watch us also at our Facebook page, right?
It says
we are there at Oneness Talk Radio Facebook. But if you want to grab one of these, what you are staring at right now, before we go into this, and I'm sure many of you are already having experiences, and if it's taking you out too far, too fast, close your eyes and let us just offer you the energy and how we're going to be going, and then you can choose to use this or not, okay? And those of you that are joining us on the Journey of the Masters on Tuesday night, we are going to be using this as part of our time journey, and I'm going to be showing you how to activate the multidimensional portals of this. For today, we are using this to activate our core energy. And so what you are staring at is the ascended multidimensional experience of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, overlaid with the key, the visual key that was gifted to the planet last week, June 4th, near Notre Dame, France, this crop circle that came forward. And so we are going to be using this to move forward. Now that your left brain knows what it is, Sri and I want to just remind you that we're going to carry you on this journey, and then we will just gently end the show so that you can continue the journey if you like. We strongly encourage you to come back often and revisit this journey. And with our heart and soul, the last thing we want to share with you is, if you have not yet joined us for the Journey of the Masters, there is time. Please do. Your $22 donation goes to our humanitarian aid projects. You can get the video, do your first time travel journey, and then be with us live Tuesday night, because we are at a critical mass moment for the planet, and we are in a big week for everyone. It's the week we pick up more fuel, and to do that, we are entering into our core essence. And so before we begin, we have the text from the ensoulment was left downstairs. And so we okay. are not going to be able to read that to you, but we are trusting that. And we will go ahead and print that. We will be giving the entire PDF to everyone who's in the Journey of the Masters, and we will get it up on SriAndKira.com. So for those of you that might have been thinking about that, I want you to let that go right now. I want you to just feel that. And that ensoulment that came in on July 22nd, 2011, in the center mm-hmm. of that first crop circle was from the Blue Starborn. And the Blue Starborn are an aspect of the Divine Directors. And the Divine Directors are all here gathered, inviting us to go into the core. And so before we officially begin, we're going to begin this journey in about one more minute. Please take this time to relax
and breathe and move into that place of trust and openness. As we are breathing together, big breath in, so let it out with a sigh. Let it out with sound, because when we exhale with sound, the vibration helps the body line up and relax even more. And as we sit and relax and breathe together, we can move into a state of presence, a state of connection. And one thing is, as we are moving into that relaxation, I want to remind us all that the archangelic realm, the ascended beings, are always present to guide us through the sea of illusion into the core of clarity, and that this energy and this journey that we are on together is truly a most sacred and divine adventure. So I'm going to recite the mantra of self-ascension to help us move in to that alignment of true guidance. And I will say the mantra five times. I invite you just to think along with me as I recite this and feel the power of this non-dogmatic invocation. Let's take one more breath together. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Allowing your breath to relax even more, allow yourself to feel the gift of your divine, centered, peace-filled presence. Simply feel this gift. I am peace, 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 peace. Hear this gift, feel this gift, be this gift. In this moment, let go of anything that would seek to take you from this journey. For this journey has been already made before. We are simply reconnecting with a moment in the long lineage of creation. We are recreating a moment that is a moment, that has been a moment, and will always be a moment. And yet, in this moment of awareness, we are collapsing all illusion and peering into the divine core of our creative nature. So relax anything that would seek to steal this moment from you and smile that it's even there, for it is simply the universe saying, we are so glad you are here. Thank you for saying yes. And with each yes, there is a deeper breath. And with each breath, there is another yes. And if you have not yet relaxed your eyes, please do so. And as you relax your eyes, relax your hands, relax your body, relax anything that would seek to call your attention from the core illumination that is already igniting from within you. Offer to yourself that sense of love, that sense of peace, that sense of connection that transcends a mind form and can only exist when you relax into the divine nature of your true essence. Take this moment and simply notice that you are noticing this moment. Noticing this moment, invite yourself now to notice what happened as you were noticing. Was there yet another experience trying to come in? Or was that experience shut down by a mind of form? Was there doubt? Or was there union? Was there any form of distrust? Or was there divine relaxation? And simply notice. Let go of any sense of right or wrong. Let go of any sense of judgment and just keep noticing. For you have already entered well into beyond the seventh dimensional frequency as you allow yourself to keep noticing and letting go of that which would seek to steal this moment from you. Peace is calling, and your core is already arising. If you feel you need comfort, bring a hand to your stomach or your third chakra. If you feel afraid, bring a hand to your heart. If you feel stuck, bring a hand to your throat. If you feel concerned, bring a hand to your third eye. And if you feel connected, bring your hands to your seventh chakra. And wherever your hands are now, say thank you. Because wherever your hands are, you are receiving. My hands are feeling lots of tingling energy, very, very much tingling, almost like a little electrical shocks. You are receiving the energy that will free anything that would seek to stop this core ignition. This is an ascension frequency adjustment, and it is yours to receive or not. For you are the gatekeeper of your divine doorway. You are the wisdom keeper. You are the master. You are the one who is one with the creative force of this co-creative light. And so simply notice what is floating through your hands. Notice how your body is receiving it. Notice if there is anything seeking to stop you from this divine connection. And then smile inwardly. And allow that illumination to radiate throughout you as you begin to notice extraordinarily bright illumination. You may feel as if the room got brighter. You may feel as if the lights got brighter. You may have your eyes closed and feel like you're sitting in a room that has the brightest lights you've ever seen. You may feel just the opposite. That's absolutely fine. You are in a moment that is offering you great illumination. You may notice actual energy. I am feeling as if there is almost a knife in one of my eyes. I'm working on helping a lot of you clear. A lot of you have had energy put around you to stop this core connection. You are safe to be one with yourself. You are safe to claim the core of your co-creative nature because you are here with sincerity. You are here in the ignition of love.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.